A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The most beautiful thing that I've seen on this planet. She laughed because you could tell that I didn't know how to dance. Yeah, we started moving and I didn't know what I was doing. You whispered, don't you love music? It's such a gift and I'll give it to you, but you gotta use it. I strayed, she brought me back in, trying to sneak a flag.
Hello there, this is Hope for the Sound of Life podcast.
Old School Mike, and with us, as always, is
12-year-old Drea.
That got shout-outs on Twitter. Mike Bennett, who sent us an email and who we're picking a song from, or a voicemail, we're picking a song from later, said every kid should introduce themselves as 12-year-old so-and-so. I think 12-year-old Dre is really neat, so you got a fan. Anyway, yeah, so this is episode 5, guys. Woot, woot, what up? And we're gonna start the show with Dre's pick. Which is going to be
"Letter Home" by Childish Gambino.
I actually watched him on The Community. It was actually very funny.
You watched The Community? Yeah, yeah. What, did you watch the last episode, or did you just start watching it from the beginning on Netflix or something?
No, I was trying to find something on television because everybody else was watching all the other shows, so I couldn't watch what I wanted. So I went on the DVR one, and they had recorded. And it was one where him and his best friend switch bodies.
Yes, yes. Him and Abed. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a rad episode.
That one was really funny.
Yeah, that show is awesome. And they just, I found out, not that we talk about TV on the show, but I just found out that there's always been this thing because every season they're going to be canceled because they never have high enough ratings, but mm-hmm. It's a really popular show. And so they have this campaign, 6 seasons and a movie. They want to go 6 seasons of the TV show and a movie. And so that episode is in season 4, which just ended. And they have... They just got picked up for season 5. So nice. They're almost there.
Yeah.
We're at 5. So we need one more season and a movie.
And a movie.
Anyway, here's Letter Home.
You're the only girl that I have ever wanted. Every other girl is trying to be you. My mama says that I should write you letters, but I think you're with other dudes. Take my hand, you'll like it. You don't even have to call. Yes, I've had some alcohol. I'm sorry. Take my hand, you don't even have to call. You're somewhere out there after all. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever wanted.
All right, Letter Home. Dre, good pick. I like that song. That's from camp.
Yeah.
If you haven't gone on summer camp with Donald Glover, you should all really do so because it's a really fun album. Yeah. So you guys have any thoughts on it?
That song is actually particularly short, but there's so much feeling in it because, you know, he's Childish Gambino. It's like the soft side of him because usually he goes like hard. Like I.
Yeah, it's harder. It's almost some of the older stuff is almost like a Lil Wayne impersonation.
Yeah.
Like you know, but.
He's like, I make the beat, then murder it, Casey Anthony, and we're like, ah. And now he's like, I want to write you a letter.
Yeah, it's the track right before Heartbeat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a good intro for that song. But what do you think about it, Dre? You picked it. Let's get your opinion.
I liked it.
My name's Drea.
12-year-old Drea. I don't know. I like the song. You've played it before. Every song that you always play, I'm always like, yeah, I like it. And I'm like...
But what makes you like it? The beat? The lyrics?
Well, I can't say the beat anymore because...
You can say the beat?
I thought that he was just like, not just really hurt. But
pour out your heart and soul. There's a little boy involved in this story, isn't there? What's his name?
What?
There's a little boy involved in this story. I know there is. I can tell by the way you're looking at me right
now.
You're
cutting out.
Shut up, Dad. Shut up.
No, I'm not. Uh-uh.
So there's no boy involved in the story?
No.
This song...
Well, I mean, in Tyler's
lyrically,
I'm sure.
Lyrically, it mean, the song's words mean a lot to you, and there's not a little boy to this story?
Nope.
Okay, continue. I couldn't get it out of her. That's more mommy conversation than me.
No,
I
don't talk to mommy about anything. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, come on. Let's be serious. Let's be serial. What I like about the song is that you can transform it, the words, because I saw a cover that the girl changed up the whole song and made it into a girl singing it.
Like, so
to
it was
him.
A girl singing to a boy instead of the mother telling the boy that he should write a love letter to a girl. It was flipped up.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And
you could have gone that route. You could have picked that little girl's version of the song, and we could have listened to that.
H to the O, P to the easy, fo she z my easy. Did you see me on BET?
Oh, that's so good. I want to use that as your intro from now on. I'm just going to put that in every episode. You've practiced that before. That's not like one time. You didn't just freestyle that. You were like, I need something real catchy for the podcast.
I actually got it from this one song, but instead of...
All right, so this is a song called Delicate Cycle off an album called Hokey Fright, which is by a group called The Uncluded. The Uncluded are Camilla Dawson from the Moldy Peaches, who... made famous, I guess, by a song in Juno, the movie with Ellen Page. I'm a Canadian teenage girl and I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. And Aesop Rock, which is a rapper, a white rapper from New York. Not to be mistaken, Hope, with ASAP Rocky. He is he's the guy who just did that song with the... it's really popular right now. It's him and Skrillex. Like a Skrillex beat. Mm-hmm. And then it's like... ASAP, like, with a chopped and screwed.
My voice is really low and down here.
And then he starts rapping normally. But anyway, no, not that ASAP. This is Aesop. And this song is called Delicate Cycle.
I could take my finger off, old dog, old trick, new twist. Like, actually take the finger off, wrap it in a blanket as he would a severed horse head. Mail it to a friend you want to pinky swear more with. And should they need a forearm or something they could practice drawing skulls on. Cut it from the shoulder while the sore's warm. The full appendage really make a world of difference. Included 2 or 30 teeth to chew at all your critics. 32 would have been perfect, 2 were casualties of its hits. I always wanted radder things for Christmas, the rest were cool. I'm shipping out a torso with the AM. You should learn to hit the organs every time at 40 paces, it's important. I can't explain why now, by the way. Legs in a crate delivery by today. If a uniformed man knock knock sign his document, you shouldn't have to walk out to the mailbox for the other shit.
My mom was a lunch lady when I was in elementary school. She was outside during recess. She had a whistle and I thought that that was cool. She was really nice to all the kids who didn't have a lot of friends. She would give them hugs and tell them jokes, or she'd play catch with them. My dad worked at the laundromat, which was really cool to me. I'd get to open up the washing machines and clean them out and collect the money. And I'd open the soap dispenser and put new little boxes of soap inside. I knew how it worked and I was good at it, and helping out filled me with a sense of pride. I would meet all kinds kinds of people there, and I would look them in the eye, and I'd say, hi, excuse me, but do you mind if I shine the glass while your clothes dry? Yeah,
my whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle. They said it used to walk upright and like New York after 10. One day it woke up at a border, nothing more to extend. Delicate cycle in the alpha of its orbiting zen. When interpersonal skill is already poured its best, a conversation can be riddled with exorbitant debt. And you don't know it, but I know I owe you more than I've kept. So if you find a biohazard by your door on the step, maybe it couldn't find its faculties, but swore it would help. Want it to be a larger part than its abnormalcies let. Hang on, I'm overnighting eyes with a headlight deer stare. One up bin van, UPS and ear pair. Wear them if you need a new perspective on a weird year, and one day when I'm better, we can square away a fair share. The last frame silhouetted by the sun was an airmail stamp on a still warm tongue.
I was 26 years old the first time I lived in a house with a washer and dryer in it, and that's the year I bottomed out. Maybe what was missing was the sense of community that comes from hauling your big old load out in public and airing your dirty laundry in the company of other people who also don't have the amenities at their convenience in a home that's so set up that they never have to leave. I miss the smell, the dust, the coins, the trust, the squeaky carts, the vibrations, the bucket full of bleach, the dryer sheets, the old payphone, the giant sink. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter.
My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle.
That's Delicate Cycle, guys. What do you think?
That was awesome.
It's a really, really dope song. Their album is really good. It came out May 7th, so Hokey Fright on Rhymesayers.com. You'll hear me talk about Rhymesayers.com a lot. I'm a big Rhymesayers head from way back. But yeah, their album is really, really good. But yeah, all right, so you thought it was good. What about you, Dre?
I liked it because I thought that, like, I took a different perspective just from, like, oh my gosh, the washing machine, it's going round and round. I thought that, like, going out to the laundromat with other people and instead of bringing, like, dollar bills and stuff, you guys are bringing, like, quarters and stuff like that. And how she is singing about how she grew up in the laundromat and that kind of kept her up the whole time because she actually got to meet people there and she wasn't just, like, at school being bullied and, like she said, had no friends, but her mom was the one that was, like, always there and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's a... I don't know if that's autobiographical or not, but, yeah, if it is true, you know, she goes into saying how her mom worked at the school and would always play with the kids that didn't get, you know, didn't have any friends or get along or anything. Well, and the dad ran the laundromat, and, you know, she got to meet a variety of people. Yeah, I can see you took it from that point of view. All right, well, do you have any thoughts on it, or do you have any?
Yeah. That was really cool, because I figured in the song, because it started off saying how, like, it was a girl.
Okay, yeah, it's a girl.
How she was saying her mom and dad worked, as, like, I figured that it was going to switch to saying how she became embarrassed of her parents. But no, she was actually...
The song starts off with, like, A$AP. Like, talking about the removal of a finger and mail it to you like a severed horse head, like the Godfather, like, analogy or whatever. And then the whole song just takes this wicked right-hand turn into, like, a washing machine and the delicate cycle as a metaphor for life. And gosh darn it, man, does it really not just fit? As an older person listening to that song, I'm like, oh, yeah, life is a delicate cycle, man. You're right. Oh, something we totally forgot to talk about and bring up in the very beginning of the show. Hope graduated this week.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
I graduated high school and everybody...
With 18 college credits,
yeah.
No less.
Yeah.
And she lost 15 pounds. It was a big Facebook thing. She was really happy about it all.
Oh, yeah. I was totally happy because, I mean, come on. You know, high schoolers, they're like, oh, you know, Jersey Shore, they're like, grenade. So, you know, I mean, I didn't do it for them.
You should never, ever worry about what the fucking Jersey Shore says.
I know, it's like every time you watch it, your IQ goes down a little lower.
That's what my mom says about all the shows that I watch.
Maybe you should stop watching them, start reading books.
All right, so Hope, what song do you got for us this week?
Well,
Graduation, is it Graduation by Kanye West?
Ah, good one, but no. Or
Late Registration, the whole album? No? No?
No.
No. All right.
No. Although that was a pretty good album. before I say what song I'm going to be doing, I wanted to talk about... I have a friend who makes his own music and he makes his own beats. And he's very, very good at it. And I was supposed to play one of his songs, but I forgot to let him know, to remind him to send me one of his songs. So I'm just... gonna talk about him instead.
And you bring him over next time.
Ooh,
that'd be good.
I think he would like that.
I have a buddy who makes dance music. Stuff's called like techno type music. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. And I was gonna have him sometime. So yeah, man.
Well, his real name is Dallas Brewer, but his stage name is Fatal Foe. So if you guys want to, you guys can check him out on Facebook. He puts his music on. He has his own page, and he puts his music on there. And some of it is really dope. Like, all the ones that I've listened to, there's not one that I have not liked so far. He even made me my own CD that was, like, 28 minutes long. It was awesome. But because I forgot to play his music, I'm going to play something that kind of reminds me of it called Wildfire by SBTRKT. And it's basically SBTRKT is a musical project led by this guy named Aaron Jerome. And he became a DJ at East London club called Plastic People. And now he actually has his own record label by Young Turks. And so I'm going to play the song Wildfire.
I've never ever heard of this or about this or anything.
I don't even remember how I stumbled upon it, but I think I was trying to download a music player and it came up and I was like, oh, this is pretty nice.
And it's SBTRKT. Oh, that's what it is. It's subtract without vowels. Okay, I get it now. Boy, I feel so old right now. All right, so Wildfire. So do you call it, like, is the name of the group and or artist subtract, or is it SBTRKT?
That's a really good question. I have no clue.
Hey, if anybody knows, if you know this person and or if you are this person or group, yeah, hit us up. Let us know. Anyway, so here's Wildfire.
Would it be bad? if don't, you'll spread back through your innocence. Who's brave? Drawn it in. Away to save me. Scrap. If don't, you'll spread back through.
The beat is sick, though. Like, I could see that dude, like, making music for anyone and everyone that's on the radio. I mean, that's pretty cool. Good pick, Hope.
Thanks.
Everybody surprises me on this show. Everybody's like, oh, look at this. I'm like, I never heard of that. So, that's pretty neat.
That's the cool thing about having this podcast. We get to open our eyes to more music, and we get to open their eyes to our music.
That is true. That is true. So, now we're going to jump into the email bag, because we got emails. Actually, we're going to do one email, and then I'm going to save the other emails for the end of the show, and there's a reason for that, which I will get into at the end of the show. Anyway, we got an email this week from Elijah, and I'm not going to use his last name, because I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I'm sure he wouldn't care. And he writes, first off, big fan. Second, though my favorite genre of music is hard rock, there are a few groups or artists that I really enjoy that have rap or hip-hop roots. I was wondering if you have ever heard of the group Flowbots. I can't really explain what they are like because they are so different from anything else I listen to. Their most popular song is Handlebars, but I prefer the song Same Thing. If you haven't listened to them before, I highly recommend them. Thanks, Elijah. Well, Elijah, Drea has been trying to play Handlebars on the show since before we started the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That song.
She loves that song.
My stepdad, when they first came out with Handlebars, my stepdad fell in love with that song so much that he bought the CD, and then every time he went in the car, that's all he listened to.
Really? Really.
It was great. Like, that song is crazy good, but it's crazy. And I've never heard Same Thing, though.
Well, we'll play Handlebars, because I know Drea really wants to listen to it right now. And that way everybody can get to know the Flowbots. The album that both these songs are from is called Fight With Tools. It's a really good album. Check it out. And here's Handlebars. If you have never heard it, or if you have heard it, just sing along.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want, cause look. I can keep rhythm with no metronome, no metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. Through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust. 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 In a holocaust.
I ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
That's Handlebars. They are they're good. They are rebel rousing and politically charged. Yeah, it's there's definitely something to be said about that. They're from Colorado, but we will get into a same thing because that was actually Elijah's pick. And so check it out, y'all. Flowbot, same thing from the album Fight with Tools.
Somewhere between prayer and revolution, between Jesus and Huey P. Newton, that's where you find Johnny Five shooting water guns at the audience while you're scooting. Your gluteus max due to the fact that he's tooting on the horn, gonna warn you that I'm rooting for the other team in the culture war. So I stab the beast belly as the vulture snores. Yo, yo, let it blow with convulsive force till walls fall off their false supports, till Jericho's aircraft carriers alter course, and all brave young Americans are called ashore. Cause we've already lost the war they keep waging, splatter in the streets and battles that keep raging, bloody in each page in the story that we're studying. Each day the same, just the names keep changing,
saying the same things over again, repeating the same slogans we don't know where
we've been all over the globe on our government funds, leaving man, woman and child dead, bloody and numb.
Saying the same things over again, repeating the same slogans, we don't know where
we've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views, democratically elected but we didn't approve.
How many times can the line divide? How many wars to uphold your pride? These fears uncontrolled just swirls the tide of blood in the streets while the people die. I'ma keep on trying, long as suffering is multiplying. And why not? These souls getting tossed and left out to rob my back's broad enough to help lift your cross. As long as you help with mine, the process of healing will take some time. To see the pain in your face is the same as mine. It's not a game or a race, but the stakes is high. We maintain our mistakes for the sake of sight. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time.
The same things over again, repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds, leaving man, woman and child dead, bloody and numb.
Saying the same things over again, repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views, democratically elected but we didn't approve.
Same thing.
thing.
U.S. is not us.
Same thing.
And us is not we.
Same thing.
And we are not satisfied.
Same thing.
We're tired of the same thing.
Same thing.
And we're ready to make change.
Same thing.
Are we ready to make change? We want money for healthcare and public welfare.
Free Mumia
and Leonard Peltier. Human needs, not corporate greed. Drop the debt
and legalize weed.
We say yes to grassroots organization. No to neoliberal globalization. Bring the troops back to the USA
and shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Who let him overthrow Jacobo Arbenz? Who let him overthrow Mohammed Mossadegh? Who let him assassinate Salvador Allende?
I didn't let him, but they did it anyway.
Who let him overthrow Kwame Nkrumah? Who let him overthrow Aristide? Who let him assassinate Oscar Romero?
I didn't let him, but they did it indeed.
But don't let them assassinate Hugo Chavez. Don't let them assassinate Evo Morales. And bring back Martin, Malcolm, Medgar, Hampton, Turner.
Same things over again.
Cool. Elijah, thank you. Thank you for the interaction and the Gmail. They are a good group, man. I don't know. It is interesting. I can understand, like, that kid says, you know, he's into hard rock, and that is really not hard rock whatsoever. But really good instrumentation. So, you know, I mean, maybe that's the way to get people into hip-hop, is just to have really good bands play with them. So, all right, Dre, what do you got?
I like the song a lot. It's just that I really, really like the instruments in the background, especially the...
Yeah, they actually
like a
use...
a trumpet or something. Yeah.
I think it's like a trumpet.
They
I like
use,
it.
Well, it sounds like they actually use instruments other than, you know, other stars today. They actually use what we use now, like...
Like MIDIs and, like, samples. And,
yeah, sound effects.
Yeah, yeah. Like a synthesizer or something.
Wah,
yeah.
Wah, wah.
And I like their analogies that they use. When they're
saying the same things over again.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. I don't know. I like them. I've listened to them for a while. Like you were saying, you know, when the album first came out and your stepdad was all, oh, everybody needs to listen to this every time we're in the car. You know, I had a good friend of mine, Andrew, who kind of did the same thing. He was like, I remember driving next to him and looking over and him being like, lowering the window down and being like, are you listening to the radio? Me being like, no. And being like, turn on blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, why? He's like, this song is so dope. And it was that Handlebar song. So
thank you, Elijah. That was a very nice song. It was very sweet of you to send us an email, too.
Yeah, that might be a, well, it wasn't the first email I've gotten, but it was the first positive email, which leads us towards the end of the show also. We're going to get there, but we're going to get there real slow-like. We got a voicemail.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call and say thanks for everything you're doing. Your show is quickly becoming one of my favorite podcasts of all time. So I'll let you know that I have been listening to the show in the mornings when I wake up and oftentimes play the music I hear in the show at the gallery that I manage. So keep it up, and thanks for everything you do. Oh, this is Mike from Popular Outcast, by the way. So long.
Thank you, Mike Bennett, sir. And yes, the art gallery that he speaks of is Peppers in, I'm assuming it's Sullins Grove, because I think everything around there is Sullins Grove. I don't know too well about the, you know, the Pennsylvania area, other than Snyder's of Hanover and the Pennsylvania Dutch. But neither of those has to do with the Popular Outcast guys. But thanks, man. Mike also sent a written message on the Twitters the other day saying to check out a song, so we're going to get into that next. All right, so we're going to check out Band of Horses with a song called Funeral, and that's what Mike wants us to check out, so wicked. Here we go. Ooh, they're on Sub Pop Records. This has got to be good. All right.
To know you is hard. We will
That's pretty.
Yeah, I love the beat.
There's a really, really good tone in that dude's voice.
Mm-hmm.
That, wow. No, and I don't know that group either. I am dumbfounded by the amount of music I do not know. That everyone can hit me up with something every single week, and at least one, if not every selection that someone comes up with, I don't know in the foggiest. Now, Hope, you said you've heard that before, right?
Yes, I've heard this song before, and then I've also heard another song by it. I don't remember it, but they took the beat, the same exact beat from it, but they put in their own lyrics. But I
don't really
remember. Yeah,
like a sing-songy song or like a rap song using it or something.
Sing-songy song.
Oh, okay, cool. What did you think, Dre? You got any opinions on Band of Horses? No opinion.
I just like it. Seems a little sad.
That's good though. Music can be sad. Music can be whatever you want it to be.
We're all gonna get depressed sitting here listening to music.
And I'm always depressed listening to music. I was driving around in my van the other day for work, and I was just crying like for no reason. Like I'm just do 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 do, and I just welled up with tears and started like fully blown out crying. And I'm almost embarrassed to say how often that happens. Really. Well, cool. So we got another voicemail, which I know what this voicemail is, and it is going to intro us into a song that was picked for us to listen to. So I will let the voicemail do the work for me. Here it goes.
Hey, it's Time to Life Podcast. This is John from Free the Hard Way Podcast. I don't know if you've ever listened to us. It's a pretty good show. We used to have this guy, Mike, that was on our show, but then, you know, he moved on to bigger and better things, which, you know, hey, that's cool. Anyway, I sent you a request for a song I wanted to get your guys' opinion on. You guys', I don't think that's a word. It is called Waiting for My Real Life to Begin from a band named Colin Hay. Now, if you don't know who Colin Hay is, I can no longer be friends with you. But I'll let it slide this time and let you know who he is. He was the frontman for the 80s band Men at Work, the Australian 80s band, which, yeah, everyone knows. I come from a land down under. Yeah. And he has gone on to be a very successful solo artist in his own right. And when I say solo artist, I mean it because it's usually just him and a guitar. And I absolutely adore this man. He may be my favorite solo artist of all time. He's just chock full of soul. He's an amazing guitarist. I think he must have some classical background when it comes to guitar. But this song that I'm talking about right now, Waiting for My Real Life to Begin, I'm not sure this is why I wanted you to do this on your show, because you have Hope, who's 18. You have Dre, who's 12. I don't know if this song will have the same impact on an 18-year-old or a 12-year-old as it has on someone in midlife. But the song is absolutely beautiful. And I first heard it back on Scrubs, which most people were introduced to Colin Hay through Scrubs with the song Overkill, which was played in the first episode of the second season, and Colin Hay actually follows JD around for the entire episode playing the song. But they did an episode where there was a patient that they were familiar with who was in all the time and had an incurable disease, and she ends up dying. And there's this dream sequence where she sings this song, and the entire cast of the show comes in as backup, and it's just absolutely touching. And so from there, I went to the real song and found out how beautiful the song is. So I just want you guys to give me your opinion on it, and I'll be looking forward to it. And honestly, guys, I love the show. It really is a nice breath of fresh air. I think it's extremely unique, and I think it'll be extremely successful. So, and that being said, I plan to ride the coattails of it with our show. So anyway, let me know what you think.
So that was John Laurie from Three the Hard Way, as he said, which is my other show. If our listeners have not checked out Three the Hard Way and you like what we do here, well, at least the first 25 episodes of our show, the ends with me doing pretty much this exact same thing. But instead of just picking a song, I pick an artist and kind of showcase different songs of theirs and tell you all about them. So John did all the heavy lifting there. Colin Hay, awesome guy. Waiting for My Real Life to Begin, super good song. We will get into it and let the girls give their opinions. I have a feeling my opinion is, well, I know for a fact it's pretty similar to John's because we have discussed this before. Colin Hay was the front man for the group Men at Work, who did the Land Down Under song. But yeah, good stuff. Check it out. And here is Colin Hay's Waiting for My Real Life to Begin.
Now my ship is coming in. I'll keep checking the horizon, and I'll stand on the bow and feel the waves come crashing. Crashing down, down, down on me. And you say, be still, my love. Open up your heart, let the light shine in. Don't you understand? I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. When I woke today, suddenly nothing happened. But in my dreams, I slew the dragon and down this beaten path, up this cobbled lane, walking in my old footsteps. Say, just be here now. Forget about the past. Your mask is wearing thin. Just let me throw one more dice. I know that I can win. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. Minute now, my ship is coming in. I'll keep checking the horizon, and I'll check my machine. It's sure to be that call. Happen soon, soon, or so very soon. It's just the times a leap, and you say, be still, my love. Open up your heart, let the light shine in. Don't you understand? I'm waiting for my real life to begin. Hey, hey, hey. on a clear day. I can see for a long way. On a clear day, I can see.
Guys, think, what's that mean to a 12-year-old or a 17, 18-year-old kid?
That's a very, very nice song.
I kind of got confused because at first I thought it had to do with being in the army, because when he said like the machine thing, and then he started and like with the plans, like he said, and I start up my machine, so I thought that like something that goes along with that line. And then he said, but I've got my own plan. So I thought that like he was like an army force or something, military. But then I thought that he started talking about the dreams and stuff like that. So I thought that maybe he likes his life better in his dreams than he does in real life, because he said that he wakes up in the morning and then that whole day nothing really happened. And like,
it's awesome that you picked that up.
He goes to sleep, and then he even says that in my dreams I slay the dragon, and when I take that, like, he did something that...
Like, in his dreams, he's doing something that's miraculous. He's doing something really special. Like,
or it may not be special to us, but it's special to him.
I think that when I was listening to the song, it made me think about how there was this one time when I was talking with my friend, and she was saying how each day we go by as if nothing's happened, but then in a month, if you look back, everything's changed. But you go by every day thinking that everything's the same, like you go through the routine, but then you look back and you're like, wow, everything's changed.
But basically he's saying like he expects so much greatness from his life, and like he could be famous, or he could be rich, or he could follow his dreams. But he's not doing anything to do that. He's just sitting here. You sit there, and sometimes you don't necessarily work as hard for things as you want. Sometimes you don't, you know, you let your talents go squandered. You know, I like to do art. I like to do music. I don't necessarily know how to do these things well, so I kind of just don't do them. But I'm never going to get a call from someone saying, hey, buddy, that was really good, and we want to hire you to do this, because I don't do it in the first place. You know, I mean, it's just like the whole, all the analogies in the song, you know, like I'm going to roll one more dice, you know, because he's going to get that huge payday, or, you know, not actually wanting to work for it, but, you know. You know, my ship's come in, you know, you hear that all the time. Like, oh, I'm just waiting for my ship to come in, because when it does, everything's going to be better. You know, but on the flip side of that, I personally will never win the Powerball that was $600 million last night, because I don't play the Powerball, because I'm too cheap to throw a dollar at a stupid thing that's like 1 in 75 trillion odds.
I actually got a text message last night from my friend. He's like, I hope I win the lottery. He's like, nope, I didn't win. I was like, are you okay?
Anyway, John did mention that he learned of that song from Scrubs, and he also said that Overkill was another song that they did where Colin Hay actually follows around JD in the episode, and it is an awesome, awesome episode of TV. Season 2, episode 1. So good. But that song literally could bring me to tears right now if I listen to it, but we're going to listen to it anyway. Yeah. That last song almost had me tearing up a little bit.
I seriously did.
We're going to play Overkill right now because I want to see what you guys think of it. I personally, when I listen to this song, think of my wife, and I will get into it a little bit more after the fact, but here you go.
I can get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications. It's
especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Back another day.
Crazy, Drea.
So crazy.
Drea just said, I don't like that last away.
She's crazy.
You're crazy, kid. That dude sings that song with so much emotion. Anyway, yeah, that song makes me think of my wife because I am a 37-year-old man child. I am like a 14-year-old boy when it comes to life. And, my wife handles everything in the world, and she has insomnia and cannot sleep because she is constantly dealing with everything in our life. And that's why I think of her when it comes to that song. And I am teetering on the verge of tears, and you can hear cracking in my voice. So lady, speak and give me a moment.
I'm only, you know, 17 years old, but you know, I've had to go through a lot of obstacles in my life, and I would usually sit up at night and I wouldn't be able to sleep because I would always be thinking about everything, and my brain would not shut down enough for let me sleep. It would be like, it'll think of the stupidest things, like, hey, you know, you haven't thought of it in a while, you know, demons, woo, let's go. And then I can't sleep, and then it'll be like, oh, you have a test tomorrow, but you know, we're gonna stay up till 3 a.m. because we're not going to be able to sleep because you don't have a nightlight and stupid stuff like that. So that's what this song reminded me of.
There goes your iPhone.
Yeah, Hope just dropped her iPhone. She didn't break it, fortunately. Like I break everything. But yeah, unfortunately, because I am the slacker of the relationship when it comes to my wife and I generally don't have a problem sleeping ever. I don't have these problems because I don't deal with the problems well. But that's it. I don't know. And, you know, that probably makes me seem like a huge slacker or a terrible person, but it is the truth. And what's better than the truth, right? Anyway, so now that we are done with the show, we're going to wrap up the last little bit of business here. I want to say thank you again to everyone. You've all been super awesome. We have, I think, the lowest downloaded show out of the four that are up so far is like 150 downloads. Which is a lot better than I thought we were going to do at first.
Me too.
I thought it was going to take a long time to get to this point, yeah. if we ever got to this point. But I guess, you know, people like to listen, so thank you for that. We have a last little order of business. You guys don't know about this because I handled the email account. But we got two emails that are interesting. One of them's pretty funny, so we'll start with that. We received an email from the owner of soundoflife.com.
Oh.
Because we don't have it. We put our show out at popularoutcast.com/soundoflife, whatever it is. You know, I don't know, whatever Jeff set it up as. And Jeffrey Kunkel, Jeff in Motion Sound, you know, podcast.
Yes.
Awesome dude. Thanks, Jeff. Well, anyway, so the owner of soundoflife.com emailed us and said, for a mere $3,500, we can buy the URL, soundoflife.com. And I thought to myself, holy crap, man, that's a lot of scratch for a URL. Like, this dude either thinks our show is way more popular than it is, or he thinks that we are bankrolled a lot or something, because, I don't know, that's terrible. That's no thank you, sir. I sent back an email. I was like, no thank you.
Wow.
Anyway, Drea, I will tell you, I will read the next email, which is our first negative email, because I felt if we read the positive stuff and we get good messages, we do those and we're all happy about it. So we have a negative email, which is not really, no, we'll get into it. It's not even targeted towards you guys. It's straight up towards me. Oh. And I am going to rebut this email, and at which time, because you are a minor, Drea, I'm going to request that you leave the room. So this email came from some, you know, wacky internet troll of a human being, or our Sammy Tucson. However, whoever it was that sent this email knew how to block their name, and it came up when I tried to email back, thank you for your input. The email was no longer active. It was like a mailer demon that said this email cannot be, you know, whatever. So the dude is way more technologically advanced than I am, because I don't know how to do any of that. But basically, here is said email.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's sick that you would exploit your children by making them part of your silly quest for stardom. Your show is terrible, and I can't believe you would expose them to such horrid music. You are one day destined to burn in hell. First time / last time. Okay, so that's the email that I got in regards to the show. So, first of all, sir or madam who is listening, if you listen to the show, the children are not both my children. Drea is my child. Hope is my niece. So that doesn't really count. This show was just as much your idea as it is mine.
I'm the one that came up with the idea, so I'm like, oh, I want to do a podcast, because I'm not allowed to listen to my Three the Hard Way because it has too many cuss words in it or something like that. So I wanted to come up with the podcast, and my dad's like, well, what do you want to have it be about? I'm like, well, yours is like music, and I like music so much, so I'd probably have music.
Anyway, yeah, so Drea, you gotta leave, because I have a song that I'm going to play. To say thank you for this listener supported email.
And it's not sick because music is universal. So even if we did get recruited into the show, which we didn't, then it's not your place to say that it's sick and that he should burn in hell. Really? You want to go that far?
Oof. I'm getting heated.
To say that, then you should be man enough to listen to the reply.
Yeah, or sign a name instead of first. Like, he signed it like first time, last time. Like, first time listener, last time listener, or some crap like that.
I can't believe someone would say that. That's extremely rude, and it hurts my heart. I can't believe someone would say that.
All right, sir. So for Dre is gone now, and for my rebuttal to you, I thank you very much for your email message. I don't agree with your email message. Just for you, particularly for you, here is one of my favorite Black Sheep songs, For Those That Slept. Anyway, Sound of Life podcast. I am Old School Mike. The dog barking in the background is the neighbor's dog. And
I am Hope.
And Andrea says goodbye as well, but she's not here to do so. Peace.